This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Bastola with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives passes Federal Civil Service Bill 2082 by majority with several new provisions. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on reforming international financial system in Civil Society Forum in Spain. Prime Minister attends dinner hosted by Spanish King Philip II. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority warns of heavy rain in 12 districts of western Nepal today. National Disaster Management Council decides to make early warning system more effective. And Iran urges U.S. to commit to no further strikes before resuming talks. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives meeting yesterday passed the Federal Civil Service Bill 2082 by majority with a dozen of new provisions. The bill makes provisions regarding the formation, operation and conditions of service of the Federal Civil Service. The bill was registered in the Parliament 1.5 years back. The bill has been passed with the provision of 2 years of cooling off. As per the provision, civil servants are barred for 2 years since retirement from job to get public appointments. The provision had earlier created an intense debate even among the lawmakers and top bureaucrats, prompting bureaucrats to run from pillars to posts to secure their interest to avoid cooling off. The current retirement age of the civil servants has been extended by 2 years, reaching 60. The State Affairs Committee of the Parliament had held several rounds of debate on the pressing points of the bill in a bid to fit the federal administration. The bill will be forwarded to the Upper House National Assembly. Once the National Assembly passes the bill, it requires authentication from the President, which will be followed by the publication in the Gazette. In the meeting, Minister for Federal Affairs and General Administration Rajkumar Gupta presented the bill to the House for passage. Responding to questions raised during the discussion on the bill, Minister Gupta said that the Act has made efforts to ensure career development of Federal Civil Service employees and to make the performance evaluation of employees objective. During the discussion on the bill, lawmakers said that since the civil administration is a permanent government directly connected to the people, it is necessary to manage it in accordance with the spirit of the federal system. The House of Representatives will next meet at 1 p.m. on the 7th of July. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has stressed reforming the international financial system while addressing the plenary closing session of the Civil Society Forum as the chief guest. Prime Minister Oli, who is on an official visit to Spain to participate in the United Nations 4th International Conference on Financing for Development, stressed that developing countries should fulfill their commitments to financial investment. The Prime Minister said that civil society should continuously raise its voice on the unfinished agenda for development cooperation, debt sustainability and reforming the international financial system. The declaration passed by the civil society session will be adopted by the 4th International Conference on Financing for Development. In the meantime, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli attended a dinner hosted by Spanish King Philip II yesterday for heads of state and government of countries participating in the United Nations 4th International Conference on Financing for Development. Prime Minister Oli and First Lady Radhika Shakya attended the dinner organized at the Royal Alcazar in Seville. A bilateral meeting has also been held between Prime Minister Oli and Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez yesterday. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has warned that 12 different districts of western Nepal are at high risk from heavy rains today. Authority's spokesperson Suresh Sunar informed that a special bulletin has been issued by the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology stating that extremely heavy rainfall is possible in various areas of western Nepal and based on that those 12 districts are at higher risk. According to the spokesperson, there is a risk of heavy rain in Baitadi, Dadelthura, Doti, Acham, Kailali and Kanchanpur of Sudur Paschim Province, Surkhet, Dailek and Salyan of Karnali Province, Banki, Bardia and Dang of Lumpini Province. In the meantime, a meeting of the National Disaster Management Council, chaired by Acting Prime Minister Prakash Man Singh, has decided to strengthen the early warning system amid continued heavy rainfall across the country. Key decisions of the meeting including restricting nighttime vehicular movement in the high-risk areas and improving information dissemination through local FM stations and social media. Authorities will also enhance rescue measures for affected communities. Acting Prime Minister Singh urged all agencies to remain fully prepared to protect citizens from rain-induced disasters. Home Minister Ramesh Lekha confirmed that all three security agencies are on high alert. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has reaffirmed Nepal's strong commitment to the right to food during a ministerial session of the 44th FAO conference in Rome yesterday. Speaking on this session, Nutrition in Vulnerable States, Minister Dr. Rana highlighted Nepal's constitutional and legal measures, including the Right to Food Act and the New Food Safety and Quality Act 2024. The minister also noted major progress in child nutrition, with stunting and underweight rates significantly reduced over two decades. The Global Hunger Index has also improved, dropping from 37 in 2000 to 22.4 in 2024. Minister Dr. Rana also stressed the need for AI and modern technologies in agriculture and nutrition and called for global cooperation to combat climate-related food insecurity. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has conducted hearing of two proposed justices of the Supreme Court yesterday. The committee conducted the hearing of Senior Advocate Meghraj Pokhrel and Chief Judge of High Court Janakpur Srikanth Paudel. During the hearing, members of the committee questioned how legal practitioners who have long been affiliated with political parties could deliver justice impartially. They also cited cases where individuals seeking justice through the courts faced further injustice because verdicts were based solely on evidence. The committee members stressed that justices should present themselves strongly to maintain good governance in the judiciary. A meeting of the Judicial Council held on the 13th of June had recommended Senior Advocate Pokhrel, Judge Paudel and another Judge Shanti Singh Thapa for parliamentary hearing. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garnu? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko barema zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक You are listening to Radio Nepal's ATM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. Tehran has urged Washington to rule out further military strikes if it hopes to resume diplomatic talks. The BBC has quoted the Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister Mazi Takht-Ravanchi as saying the Trump administration through mediators had expressed interest in returning to negotiations but had not clarified its stance on halting future attacks. He emphasized that ongoing hostilities, including a recent U.S. bombing of three Iranian nuclear sites, had disrupted planned talks in Muscat. The airstrikes followed Israel's military operation on June 13, targeting nuclear and military sites in Iran. In response, Iran launched missiles at Israel, escalating the conflict. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is possible at many places of hilly regions of the country, including Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Paschim province, and also at a few places of rest of the parts of country. There are also chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places of Sudar Paschim province and at one or two places of western parts of the country. Likewise, there are chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives passes Federal Civil Service Bill 2082 by majority with several new provisions. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli stresses on reforming international financial system in civil society forum in Spain. Prime Minister attends dinner hosted by Spanish King Philip II. National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority warns of heavy rain in 12 districts of western Nepal today. National Disaster Management Council decides to make early warning system more effective. And Iran urges U.S. to commit to no further strikes before resuming talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website, radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.